The Tallahassee Professional Firefighters Association and Board of Realtors are the latest groups to join the 7 endorsements Akinyemi received before the August primary election. On Wednesday, former Tallahassee Mayor Dot Inman Johnson says she also supports the incumbent.
He has been an outstanding elected official and has earned a second term in this community.
After 4 years in office, Akinyemi faces a runoff against first-time candidate Marianne Lindley for one of the county's at-large commission seats in November. Lindley says although she hasn't received any official endorsements, they're not something she puts a lot of stock in.
You know, endorsements are interesting, but they are special groups that have special interests, and I'm more interested in appealing to a really broad range of citizens who live in this county from all walks of life.
Lindley says she did interview with a couple of the 9 groups endorsing Akinyemi, but doesn't recall being contacted by most of them, including one snub that leaves her flabbergasted. As a former political news reporter in a historically male-dominated field, she says she expected to be endorsed by the local chapter of the National Organization for Women. But the women's rights group's president, Linda Miklowitz, says she emailed Lindley an invitation to submit a survey.
And she said she was so terribly busy walking the streets, putting up signs and all that, she didn't know when she'd get around to filling it out. I took it as that she wasn't interested in support from women's rights group.
Also among Akinyemi's supporters are gay rights group Equality Florida, the Police Benevolent Association, the Tallahassee Builders Association, Big Bend Federation of Labor, and the Democratic Hispanic Caucus. But Lindley says endorsements don't tell the whole story.
There's probably more about Commissioner Akinyemi's personal and professional financial irresponsibility that I think is important for taxpayers to know.
Akinyemi and his architecture firm are being sued by Capital City Bank for defaulting on a nearly $43,000 loan. He was also sued this year by an engineering firm and ordered to pay $1,100. And the IRS issued a lien against him for unpaid income taxes. But Akinyemi says business debt is something he's dealt with before, and he's confident he'll be able to get back in the black again.
Everybody that knows me knows I'm very, very frugal. I stress every dime, every penny that I had. But in this tough economy, everybody's going through this. So I hope people doesn't jump to conclusion and judge based on this.
And when it comes to voting in November, Akinyemi says he hopes people will decide based on what he's done for Leon County. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.